Coming up on Surviving the Ordinary.
There's a lot of difference people say about like men and women, and especially in terms of communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women are more verbally skilled than men. Basically, we are better communicators lah. Men are more action-oriented in their use of language,
mm-hmm.
while women are more relationship-oriented.
So basically, you just want to be a princess.
Yeah, like I want to be spoiled. I don't want to open the bottle cap. I want you to open for me, like that kind of thing. We are at a generation whereby masculinity and femininity is not based on gender anymore. When we talk about like love language, it's not about identifying what is my love language. It's also understanding and identifying the partner's love language. That's where like we can have a bit of miscommunication.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you know, imagine if you, for you, like, you know, you groceries and all, then you remember what I eat and like what exactly the kind of brand that I like, and you buy that for me. But if you never say I love you, and my love language is words of affection, I would feel hurt. I would feel insecure. Right? And then when I tell you, hey, you don't love me anymore, and then you will go like, what?
I would rebut.
What do you mean? And then we start to have a fight. Correct. Like, that's how basically fight works, because you misunderstood one another. Yeah. So I think like understanding like and identifying your partner's love language like early on helps you so much, because then after that, you start to actually, all these small little things, like you take the pasta and you put in the trolley, it highlights it so much, and you just feel like, oh, okay. You know, like, and then after that, I feel security, like that kind of thing. There's a lot of difference people say about like men and women, and especially in terms of communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
I actually found an article, and I want your thoughts on this, okay?
Okay.
So some of the most frequently mentioned differences in gender communication are, one, women are more vocal than men.
Okay.
Okay, number two, women are more verbally skilled than men. Basically, we are better communicators lah.
No doubt.
I thought it was going to be a rebut. Okay, number three, men are more action-oriented in their use of language, while women are more relationship-oriented.
Like I said earlier, like, you know, women, when they communicate, is based on emotions, and guys are more logical.
Logical thinkers,
yeah, so
right?
Basically, what we say is to prove our action, actually. Yeah, so the action we do and the words that we say go along together with it. So that's what I feel.
Okay, next. This is interesting, okay? Men are more competitive in their language use, while women are more cooperative. I agree to that.
I think it is the generation that we are actually in right now. You know, when we grow up, the olden days, right? We see like, oh, our moms
the
are
olden
usually
days.
The olden days, basically. Our mom are usually the housewife.
Oh, that's true.
And our dad are usually the sole breadwinner. But in current generation, it's a bit different. Where both you and your partners are working.
I think that's where also like your masculinity is sort of like being tested, I would say.
Can you imagine, right, if you are a woman and you're actually working in a male-dominated industry?
Yeah.
And, you know, you are actually being very dominant at work. When you're at home, it's different. You have to, like, tone down a bit.
Understand.
Yeah.
I have to be a bit more authoritative in where I work. So I understand that, you know, sometimes, especially if some tasks need to be done or the communication are not met, I do get a little bit more masculine at home. I hate to use the masculine of family. I'm a bit more strong, I would say. But
assertive lah.
Yeah, I'm more assertive. Yeah. But this is something that I can safely say for a lot of women, okay? To be honest, right, we want to be a boss babe at work. Yes, we do. But honestly, when we're at home, we just want to be this small little thing that can cuddle under your husband's arms.
So basically,
arms,
you'll be
like
home,
being
you just want to
protected.
Be a princess.
Yeah, like I want to be spoiled. I don't want to open the bottle cap. I want you to open for me, like that kind of thing. But not a lot. I understand that because now we are at a generation whereby masculinity and femininity is not based on gender anymore.
Yep.
You know, some women are more egoistical and strong, you know, but whereby in terms of like strong-minded, I would say. some men are more like, you know, empathetic, a bit mm-hmm. more sensitive. So it comes to a point whereby that's when there's a bit of a power struggle and power shift on certain, like at home.
Yeah.
So if, as a woman, I feel that if the man is really not stepping up enough, I feel that I have to step up.
Yeah.
And hence why that power struggle comes into play. But having said that, you know, with the article that's saying like, you know, how men, you know, they are more competitive in their language, right? Because of the fact that I have to sort of be a bit more masculine at home because I don't feel that kind of safe and secure net. Then when I talk to you and then, you know, the men will feel like...
Yeah, taking it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think all in all, it's a misunderstanding.
I feel that sometimes you don't need to talk at the same time.
Yeah.
All you need to do is just... listen.
Mm.
You know, when you interrupt the person when they are talking, your partners or anything, it might seem to them, right, that you are you don't care about their point.
Yeah.
You know, like know what they are trying to bring forward yeah. all the time. So just stop and listen and evaluate. You must understand, it's a two-way traffic.
Mm.
Yeah, there is no such thing. It's like imagine the car go on the same. Obviously, there will be going to be accidents or stuff. So these are the things that when one person talk, the other person stop and listen.
But what do you think, okay, like, say, we are having communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I do come across people every time when I want to communicate with them, and they will listen. But they listen to some of the points that you make or some of the words that you make.
Selective.
Just so that they can rebut back and shoot back at you. So, like, my entire message got lost because of that one word they focus on, and then they start to... Psh, I mean, it's listening, but it's not understanding.
Yeah, precisely. Okay, I think I left out something, is that when you listen, you must also understand. Usually when there's this communication thing happening, our emotions are usually quite high already.
It
could be high or it could be on guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but you're angry.
Angry. So basically what you should do, step back and really listen. You know, you don't just... jump into that, you know, just to rebut, like you say, or just selective listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. So I think that's important that you actually, you must understand, you are in this together, you know.
There's also something that's written in the article. It says, men mainly communicate to support their prominence, and while women do so to build relationships.
I don't really understand that, you know, why men communicate to build prominence, but how I communicate, like, to my partner is that it's an assurance thing.
It's like what you say, right? Mm. Whereby sometimes, like, I know that at work, you're filled with a lot of men that you need to, like, you know, show your authority.
Yeah.
But when you're at home, you don't need to show your prominence.
Yeah, because
that's supposed to be me.
Yeah, that's my job.
You feel like that.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't want to bring the topic into like, oh, I bring the most money, I bring it, I have
yeah.
No, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as 50-50.
No, definitely.
So there are days where, you know, you are 70, I'm 30. There are days you are 30, I'm 70. You know, like...
There are days I'm 5%. That's all I can give you.
Precisely, you see, there is no such thing as 50-50 in marriage, I feel. No matter what, guys will be guys. We want to have like, the sense of respect.
I think like all in all, right, we would say that we just want to feel respected. Like feeling respected differs based on the person. Some people would think that, okay, I feel more respected if you make me feel like I'm the prominent figure.
Mm.
While some people feel respected if they are heard.
Yeah.
You know, if you hear me and you understand that, then I feel respected already.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different like respect levels. And I think once we actually identify what is their insecurities and how to make them feel secure, I think that's great. You know, like a lot of people say, oh, men is more egoistical. Yeah. Women are more emotionally driven, or we are logical thinkers for men. Like, I think now, like with the current situation where a lot of roles reverse, and I do know of some women who are egoistical and logical thinkers. They are a bit more like quite shy. But I do know men who are more, you know, like emotionally driven. So for me, right, I would usually see how their personality are. Like I would say that my intuitive level in terms of how I know your personality and character traits are is quite spot on lah. Have you heard of 16 personalities?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you? I'm a ESTP. Yeah. So basically, I'm an entrepreneur actually.
Okay.
I'm actually a good leader.
Oh wow, wow, girl. So you're a good leader that can cook for you tom yum carbonara, yeah. So I am an ENFJ-T. So I wasn't ENFJ-T my entire life. This personality test is not to sort of like put you into a bubble or category.
Yep.
It's more of like to understand and know exactly what type of a communicator you are.
Yep.
Like, and I wasn't ENFJT all my life. I was like from a super extrovert level, and then I was an introvert for a while. And then like only recently when I take, I am basically the protagonist. This quote, right? You can actually check out 16 personalities. You can just Google 16 personalities test.
MBTI or something.
Yeah. And they say that in those quote, so those people with ST, you need to be more specific with them. A bit more confident and well-reasoned, they say. And then for NT, those people with the NT in the middle, you have to add some visual aids and diagrams. I mean, I'm not asking you to do a chart like, this is the amount of time you never say I love you. No. But it's those things like, you know, actually this week, right?
Yeah.
You only say I love you to me on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like, really? Yeah, because the rest of the day you were so busy. You remember you didn't say, right? Yeah, actually I felt it. You know, like you need like that kind of visual aid and it's like sort of to make them like go like, oh yeah. Like, and like those people with SF, they are a bit more empathetic, a bit more touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you a bit more supportive, use more supportive and encouragement words, you know, like words of affection for this SF people.
That's right.
And then NF, right, it's more they love challenge.
Mm.
So if I tell you things like, hey, you know, you never spend so much time with me, they either two ways. They can either go like, okay, make sure next week I will spend time with you every day. Or they will go like, I actually did.
Mm-hmm.
But you never noticed. So like be more aware of that. Yeah. They might go into that route. So I think like with all of this help, like, you know, understanding this kind of personalities actually help. But of course, I don't expect everybody to actually know all the 16 different personalities.
Precisely, yeah.
And then go like, hi, nice to meet you. Can you please fill up this questionnaire first before I talk to you?
Right now it's best to start with just your partner.
Yeah.
From there, it actually helps you narrow down and how you can actually improve in your communication.
Exactly. And I think it's a good exercise.
Yeah.
I think like, you know, it's quite fun to do with your partner, like your weekly meetings with your partner.
Yeah.
The first thing you do is like, let's do the test first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's quite fun.